I got to go into my QRZ thing there to find out who it was or if I talked to anybody there. I had stuff on napkins for the time. I had a book. I've got a book somewhere in here that I started out with when I first got my one Kenwood radio. I was playing with that the other day, too, my 50. And you know, I sat on the floor, and I was just tuning around, and then I keyed up, tried to hit people. And after before I even, I just used that kind of antenna that I have. I think I was using the same one, my vertical there. And I was getting out, and I, you know, wrote all the stuff down. I wrote down, I was listening to music. Where the music was there, I said, oh, man, some guy's playing music. I wrote that down, where the heck it was at, and stuff, you know, to that effect. And, you know, I was just doing that. I had a good old time with that radio. I still have a good fun time with it. You know, once I plugged it in, I was playing around with it. It worked pretty well.
I just did a quick QRZ search. If I ever worked his station, I forgot to write it down. And I typically forget to write stuff down. VHF, half the time I heard for a call sign and I don't feel like making a person repeat it. So,